Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech headlines for Friday, September 8th, 2023. I'm Rob Dunwood. Payment services Square and Cash App, both owned by parent company Block, are experiencing outages that may affect peer-to-peer payments, cash card purchases, and other transactions. The issues began Thursday with more than 18,000 reports of Square disruptions and continued into Friday with more than 1,500 reports, according to Down Detector. There were also nearly 1,700 reports of fund transfer and other payment issues for Cash App Friday morning as well. It's not clear how many customers remain affected by the outage, nor how widespread the problems are. Tesla and Hilton have partnered to install 20,000 Tesla Universal Wall Connectors across 2,000 Hilton hotel properties in the United States, Canada, and Mexico, starting in 2024. The deal expands a previous partnership between the two and will see each chosen property get at least 6 new chargers. Hilton's chief brand officer Matt Schuler says the second most searched attribute for its hotels is EV charging. Just before the official launch of iOS 17, which is expected next week, Apple released iOS 16.6.1, which patches 2 zero-day exploits used to inject Pegasus spyware. Internet watchdog group Citizen Lab explained in a blog post last week that they found zero-click vulnerability, meaning hackers' targets do not have to tap or click anything to be affected. The exploit chain was capable of compromising iPhones running the latest version of iOS 16.6 without any interaction from the victim. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg said in a post on Threads that the ability to search through posts more widely in Threads is rolling out in most English and Spanish-speaking countries, with more to come soon. Meta spokesperson Seen Kim confirmed that the feature is coming to both the US and UK. The feature is already available to some Threads users and is rolling out to the Threads web app as well. According to a CNN report that cites a new biography of Elon Musk, SpaceX, a company founded by Musk, cut off Starlink satellite internet service to Ukrainian submarine drones last year just as they were launching an attack on the Russian Black Sea Fleet. Ukrainian and American officials scrambled to get the service restored, according to the report, appealing to Musk directly. Musk eventually agreed. The Pentagon has since granted SpaceX a contract, details of which are unknown. However, such a contract may allow the Pentagon more control and possibly prevent the service from being shut down suddenly again. U.S. chip firm NVIDIA and Indian telecom to retail giant Reliance AI announced a partnership to create language models, generative apps, and a cloud infrastructure platform for AI development in India. NVIDIA will provide the computing power required for the efforts, while Reliance unit Jio will manage and maintain the AI infrastructure and oversee customer engagement. In a likely effort to fend off AI models training on its data, the social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter, updated its terms of service to prohibit scraping and crawling of any kind without prior written consent. Twitter has also recently updated its robots.txt file to remove all crawler bots except Google. X's new terms go into effect September 29th. Huawei Friday announced 2 new devices, the Mate 60 Pro Plus and the Mate X5 Foldable, both powered by the company's supposedly new 5G chipset, which also powers the Mate 60 and Mate 60 Pro, both announced last week. Huawei was largely limited to 4G connectivity on its handsets since the U.S. sanctions, but with this latest wave of smartphone launches, the company has been intentionally secretive about its choice of radio. Sources told Engadget that these are indeed 5G devices based on speed tests, which reach a download speed of over 1 gigabits per second. And finally, Google's next Chromecast remote might have more buttons. Android deep diver Michelle Rahman dug into the latest Android TV 14 beta and has found a system video showcasing the outline of what looks like a brand new remote designed to control Google TV software. The new remote resembles the current flat pill-shaped remote, but now the six main control buttons seem to have been scattered and make room for what could be a new volume or channel rocker matching the diameter of the face buttons. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.